Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, when you picture a forklift truck, what pops into your head?
Probably a warehouse, right? Big stacks of pallets.
Exactly. That's what most of us think. You know, the
Yeah.
powerhouse, the essential machine in logistics, moving heavy stuff around. And look, that's absolutely true. It's their core job.
Can't argue with that. They're fundamental.
But today,
Yeah.
we're going to take that image and, well, kind of flip it on its head.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, let's unpack this because our mission here is to look at the really inventive, sometimes kind of surprising ways these machines get used, ways that go way beyond the warehouse floor.
Okay. I see where you're going.
And it's not just about the forklifts themselves, right? It's about the incredible skill of the people operating them and the creative thinking behind finding these other uses.
That's a great point. The human element is key.
Get ready for some moments, I think. You're probably going to see these machines a bit differently after this.
And those aha moments, they really touch on what's fascinating here. It's that forklifts are just inherently versatile. Well, they've got the power, right? And that lifting ability, but also surprising precision. That combination makes them super adaptable.
Okay.
So, yeah, everyone knows the main job, but digging into these other applications, it gives you a fresh perspective, not just on the machine, but on how people solve problems, how we repurpose
Right,
tools.
using what you have in creative ways.
Exactly. It shows how you can stretch a basic set of capabilities, with a bit of ingenuity, into places you just wouldn't expect.
Absolutely. So let's dive into the first one. And this one tackles something really important: safety, making dangerous jobs safer.
Okay, always crucial.
We're talking about forklifts and roofing and general building maintenance. Think
Yeah.
about getting up high, like really high, warehouse roof, side of a tall building.
Ladders only go so far, and sometimes they're just not safe.
But precisely.
Yeah.
So how does a machine built for lifting pallets suddenly become the solution for lifting people safely up there?
Well, it's a pretty smart adaptation, actually. They use what's called a personnel cage attachment.
A cage.
Yeah, think of it like a secure basket, a really sturdy platform, OSHA approved and everything, that just slides onto the forks.
Okay, simple enough.
But really effective. It instantly turns that standard forklift into a mobile, stable work platform, much safer.
So for what kinds of jobs specifically?
Well, imagine cleaning out gutters way up high on a building, or say repairing a roof after a bad storm where it's actually dangerous to walk on it directly.
Right, you need a stable spot to work from.
Exactly. Workers can, reseal a skylight, check out the structure, maybe put up a sign, and they have both hands free, standing on a solid surface. It's a level of safety and, frankly, efficiency that ladders or even sometimes scaffolding can't match in certain situations.
That makes a lot of sense. And I guess it's not just for roofs. You mentioned
Oh,
maintenance.
yeah, absolutely. Think about washing windows on taller buildings.
Oh, okay.
Or even power washing the whole exterior. That precision we talked about, it really matters here. The operator can place the workers exactly where they need to be.
Even in awkward spots.
Especially in awkward spots, it's not just lifting, it's controlled placement.
And I suppose it saves money too, compared to bringing in specialized lift equipment for every little job.
That's a huge factor. It makes the forklift multifunctional. You get the safety, the efficiency, you use equipment you might already have. It prioritizes worker safety without breaking the bank on dedicated aerial platforms for infrequent tasks.
It's pretty ingenious, really, turning a workhorse into a safety device.
A very practical kind of ingenuity.
Okay, so from the very practical world of safety and construction, let's shift gears completely. Let's talk Hollywood.
Hollywood. Now that is a shift.
Right. You might think, okay, forklifts on a movie set, maybe moving heavy props, big pieces of scenery, camera gear.
Yeah, that seems logical. Standard logistics stuff.
And they definitely do that. But here's where it gets really interesting. They're also key players in creating special effects and helping actors feel more immersed in the scene.
Okay, beyond just moving stuff, how does that work? Special effects.
Well, it's often this unseen layer of like practical magic. Directors and effects teams use the forklift's core abilities that lift, the stability, the precise movement.
To get shots they couldn't otherwise, or maybe make them cheaper or safer.
Exactly. Take the movie Bird Box. Remember that horror film?
Vaguely, yeah. Intense stuff.
There's this scene where a car flips over and sort of rotates in midair. Really disorienting.
Okay.
To film the car upside down and spinning like that, they actually used a fork light. It held the car securely, upside down and allowed for that controlled rotation during filming.
No kidding. Just held the car up.
Yep. And get this, they wrapped the forklift parts in blue material.
Ah, so they could digitally remove it easily in post-production. Blue screen style.
You got it. A pretty smart low-tech solution for a really high-impact visual.
That is clever and probably gives the actor something real to react to instead of just a green screen.
That's another key point. It helps with practical effects. But it's not just for what the camera sees directly. Think about Interstellar.
Oh, amazing film. The space visuals were incredible.
Totally. Well, during production, they actually mounted huge projectors onto forklifts.
Projectors? Why?
They used them to display massive images, wormholes, galaxies, views of space onto giant screens around the actors inside the spacecraft sets.
Whoa. So the actors were seeing these space images while filming.
Exactly. Now, those projected images weren't in the final movie cut, obviously, but they helped the actors visualize being in space, to feel it.
Ah, for immersion. But, so they're not just acting against a blank green wall, they're seeing the void or the wormhole.
Right. It helps get more authentic, more emotionally real performances. It creates the environment during filming.
That's fascinating, using this industrial tool to help with the art, essentially.
Pretty much. It saves time, saves money compared to building massive temporary visual sets, and it just works. They can use them for camera movements, too, like smooth tracking shots from up high.
So they become these unseen, vital tools for creating movie magic. Practical effects, actor immersion, camera work.
All from a machine you'd normally see in a loading bay.
It really shows that creative problem solving on a big scale.
Okay, let's move from the magic of movies to something else entirely surprising. Forklift competitions.
Competitions, like forklift sports.
Yes, you heard that right. Competitive forklift driving. It takes this everyday utilitarian task and turns it into, well, kind of an exciting sport.
I'm trying to picture this.
Think logistics experts, operators from all over competing on speed, precision, finesse.
Even. Finesse with a forklift. Okay, tell me more.
It sounds a bit wild, but watching it, it's genuinely impressive. The level of skill is unreal.
You know, it kind of challenges how we think about skill, doesn't it? We label jobs manual or blue collar.
Implying less skill?
Sometimes, yeah. But these competitions showcase elite operational mastery, problem solving under pressure, incredible fine motor control. It's like an athletic performance.
It really is. And these are big deals. There's the Lindem H. Stapler Cup in Germany. Stapler is the German for forklift, by the way.
Good to know. Stapler Cup. Got it.
The best operators compete in these really demanding tasks.
Yeah.
Like navigating a tight slalom course with a full pallet. Or, get this, stacking champagne glasses using the forks without breaking any.
Wow. That takes serious touch.
Incredible touch. And here in the U.S., you've got events like the Washington State Forklift Rodeo, the Columbia Forklift Challenge.
Forklift Rodeo, I love it.
Right. They might have operators thread the forks through giant keyrings or perfectly parallel park with a huge, awkward load.
It really elevates the job, doesn't it? Turns it into almost an art form.
It absolutely does. It shows the immense skill involved, the hours of practice.
And I imagine it's good for the industry, too. Promotes safety, best practices.
Definitely. It fosters innovation, builds community among operators, highlights safety. It's more than just a show. It pushes skill development.
Makes sense.
And it's not just the formal competitions. You see operators online on YouTube doing amazing tricks in their downtime.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Balancing things in crazy ways, yeah. Making basketball trick shots, using the forks, just showing off their deep understanding of the machine and their own, frankly, amazing coordination.
It's playful, but it underlines that mastery, that intuitive feel for the machine's physics. Man and machine working with incredible precision.
Okay, from precision sports back to practical efficiency. Let's talk about the auto industry.
All right, cars. How do forklifts fit in there?
Think about the challenges. Car lots, repair shops, impound lots. They constantly need to move vehicles.
Especially as it don't run, right? Or ones that are blocked in or booted.
Exactly. Moving a non-running car or one with an impound boot or just parking cars super precisely in a packed lot,
yeah,
it can be a real pain.
Yeah, usually involves dollies or pushing, maybe risking damage.
Well, there's a forklift solution for that. They use a special wrecker attachment.
A wrecker attachment, so not the standard forks.
Right. This attachment is designed specifically to cradle and lift a car by its front or rear wheels.
Ah, okay, so it lifts the drive wheels, essentially.
Precisely. So one operator can easily lift a vehicle, even if it's completely dead or booted, and just move it exactly where it needs to go.
I can see how that would be useful. Dealerships arranging the lot, body shops moving damaged cars.
Perfect examples. And for impound lots dealing with immobilized cars. It's almost essential. Prevents damage, saves a ton of time and effort.
So it boosts efficiency and precision in those tight spaces?
Massively. Reduces the risk of bumping cars, speeds everything up. It's another case of adapting the machine for a very specific common problem.
Making vehicle management much smoother. Simple but effective engineering.
All right, we've covered safety, Hollywood, sports, auto logistics.
Yeah.
But our last one, this is maybe the most dramatic and unexpected.
Yeah, you've got my attention.
This is a story you really have to hear. We're talking about forklifts. Stopping crime.
Stopping crime, like actively.
Actively. Picture this. Czech Republic, December 2017. Some criminals have just pulled off a robbery. They jump in their getaway car, ready to speed off.
Okay, typical scenario.
Yeah.
Except for the forklifts, I'm guessing.
Exactly. Because nearby, there were three forklift drivers who saw what was happening. And in this incredible moment of quick thinking, they decided to intervene. They maneuvered their forklifts.
No way!
Yes, they positioned their trucks to block the getaway car's escape route. They literally boxed the car in.
They formed a barricade with forklifts.
An improvised heavy machinery barricade. It completely stopped the criminals, foiled the robbery right there.
Oh, that takes guts and skill.
Incredible skill and precision, right?
Right.
To coordinate that so quickly, under pressure, without causing a bigger accident. They acted decisively but safely. Apparently, you can even find video of it online.
That's extraordinary. Using an everyday industrial tool for, well, civic duty. Unexpected heroism.
Absolutely.
What?
It just highlights how adaptable these machines are, but more importantly, how adaptable people are.
Hmm.
Critical thinking, quick response, using the tools at hand.
It really underscores that idea, heroes, and solutions can come from anywhere, using anything. Ordinary equipment in extraordinary circumstances.
A powerful example. So let's wrap this up. What does this all mean for you listening right now?
We've covered quite a range.
We really have, from making rooftops safer to creating movie magic, competing in sports, streamlining car moving, and even stopping crime.
It paints a very different picture of the forklift.
It really does. The core idea is simple. These machines are way more versatile than we usually give them credit for, and the skill, the ingenuity, sometimes even the bravery of the operators, it's genuinely remarkable.
Something to appreciate.
So hopefully the next time you see a forklift warehouse, construction site, maybe even in a weird YouTube clip, you'll look at it with a bit more appreciation for its potential and for the clever thinking behind all its uses.
And maybe, just maybe, it prompts a bigger thought. This deep dive raises an important question, I think.
Which is?
How many other things that we see as ordinary machines, jobs, tools, have these hidden depths, these extraordinary unseen applications, or require a level of skill we just don't recognize?
Good point. We probably walk past amazing ingenuity every day without noticing.
Exactly. It encourages us to look a bit closer, question our assumptions, appreciate the hidden versatility and the human cleverness that's really all around us. So keep an eye out for it in your own world. You might be surprised, maybe even inspired by what you find.